Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
I think a lot of us think, how are they really going to ban TikTok? How is this going to play out? What is going to happen? There is legislation that is forcing TikTok's parent company to sell the platform or face a ban in the U.S. And President Joe Biden signed off on it. But what does that mean when it comes to the legality and the fight that they're going to face in court? Because, of course, the owner has said they are not going down without a fight. Electra Bietti is with us, assistant professor of law and computer science at Northeastern University. Do you think this is going to happen, and will it happen by the end of the year?
Hi, hello. I'm pleased to be here. So we don't know. It looks like TikTok will start suing very soon, and a potential lawsuit would obviously suspend the enforcement or application of the ban and divestiture obligations that this bill puts on the table. So yes, we have reason to expect a lawsuit very soon.
Wasn't there a similar situation with Grindr and the fact that the Chinese Communist Party was, you know, tracking the lives or information from LGBTQ plus community members who used that app?
So what's quite interesting about TikTok in particular is that both Democrats and Republicans have coalesced somehow around their objections or hatred for this company. And so this bill has been particularly successful, and, you know, advocates in this field have been trying to push for regulating big tech, regulating tech companies, regulating Grindr and other similar apps for a really long time. And so it's quite interesting that the first tech regulation bill is actually a bill that seems to be targeting TikTok and its parent company.
Do you think it's justified?
I believe that TikTok has very strong arguments under constitutional law and the First Amendment in the United States that free speech makes it really problematic for the U.S. To pass this type of bill. TikTok will argue that they have certain First Amendment free speech guarantees and that they can carry out business in the United States in whatever way they want, or, you know, substantially have large protections for that, and also that their users have free speech rights. They should be able to engage in conversations with one another. They should be able to upload content. Influencers make a living on TikTok. And so there are substantial free speech arguments that weigh against the legality of this bill. But the government obviously will have strong arguments on their side to say that it is legal.
So you think not only will a legal challenge come from ByteDance, but also from business owners and influencers who make their money off of TikTok?
So that's a possibility. TikTok is already saying that they will argue on behalf of their users and other, you know, user base, including influencers. But it's possible that there will be parallel lawsuits, class actions that will be started by particular sets of users of TikTok.
So when this faces a legal challenge, where does the information that might be gathered from the Chinese Communist Party play in this whole scene?
Right. Yeah. So as you say, there is a surveillance reason behind this bill. So one of the concerns of both Democrats and Republicans has been the potential of China and other foreign governments that are adversaries to the United States, like Russia or Iran, to use social media and other applications to collect information, surveil the activities of U.S. citizens, but also to influence and send propaganda at these citizens that might, you know, potentially shape their political opinions, their voting choices, and things like that. So those are the considerations. If you compare the activities of a social media platform like TikTok to the activities of companies like Facebook, you know, Meta, Twitter, Instagram, etc., they don't seem to be that different. So yes, there is a potential of the Chinese government to influence the activities of those companies, of TikTok in particular. There is a, you know, question of how much the U.S. is able to control the policies of TikTok, but the difference in how data is collected, how data flows on these platforms seems to be very similar, right? So there aren't significant distinctions, at least in my opinion, between the way that U.S. companies operate and the way that TikTok operates in the United States.
Does TikTok operate in China, and do they have free rein in that country?
Yeah, so they have, they're a company that's separated into two parts. There is a Chinese part of the company, which operates slightly differently from the TikTok version, which is accessible by U.S. citizens. The distinctions are of various kinds, but of course, there are, you know, privacy laws, consumer protection laws, and all sorts of laws in the United States that affect the way that data can be processed, can be collected and used in the United States or in Europe in particular. Europe has very significant surveillance guarantees. And so the app as it exists in China could not exist in the United States.
Well, and it is interesting because the Chinese Communist Party, you know, doesn't necessarily allow free speech in their country, yet they'll be fighting for it in ours.
That is quite interesting. I mean, they ban U.S. platforms from being accessed by their citizens. As many listeners will know, the great Chinese firewall is a barrier to entry for platform companies like Google, like Amazon in China. China has their own homegrown platforms. They have Alibaba, Baidu, and a number of other platforms that operate very similarly to the way that U.S. companies operate in the U.S. So they do ban U.S. companies, right? The slight distinction is that, of course, the Chinese rule of law or the structure of their government is not fundamentally grounded on the right to free speech. And so the problem or the hurdle for the United States in passing this bill is that it comes head-to-head with certain protections for Americans that have to do with free expression. And so China will use the free speech of Americans, the free speech rights, even of corporations in the United States, as a sort of weapon or shield against this bill coming into force or applying against them in the United States.
It's going to be an interesting journey. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Aletra Bietti, Assistant Professor of Law and Computer Science at Northeastern University. Lauren's News comes up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.